Form AO91. I know a lot of people have asked for this, for me to go over this. And I've gone over it a couple of times, but I'm specifically creating this one for what's needed out there, I guess. People keep asking about this. So this is what, June 15th, 2022. All right. This is on the criminal complaint form AO91 from uscourts.gov. Okay, right here. uscourts.gov. I'll move that down here. So let's see. Right here, court forms. Click on that. Over here, do criminal forms. Scroll down till you get to AO91. Gee, been here before. Now, don't be shy about this law enforcement, grand jury, and what does that say? And prosecution forms. It's in the category. But see, everybody is a law enforcement officer. Because technically speaking, there is no such thing as a law enforcement officer, right? All political power is inherent in the people, of the people, by the people, for the people. And what I cannot do in my person, a maximum law here, what I cannot do in my person, I cannot do through the agency of another. So if we, the people, can't do it, we can't delegate that power to any other man or set of men. Because if I can't do it, we can't delegate a power we do not possess ourselves first. Now, download form. It's going to pop up right here on the screen. Now, right here at the very top, there's a drop-down box. Okay? You have to select your federal district that you're in. Okay? So like Alabama, it's got the Middle District, the Northern District, and the Southern District. Alaska just got one. Arizona just has one. Arkansas has two. Okay? So you got to figure out which district you're in. Period. This is where you get this all selected. All right? So for me over here in Idaho, where is Idaho? Boom. Okay. And then whoever the criminal, the real criminals are in this, right? You put their names in there. Don't worry about a case number. They'll put a case number in there. I, the complainant in this case, state that the following is true to the best of my knowledge and belief on or about the dates of, in the county of, in the district of, whatever, of Idaho. I don't know what district it would be, but actually, let's see, Idaho would probably be like the ninth district, because that's the circuit. The defendants violated. Now look at this, it says code section, offense description. Okay. We'll come over here, go to U.S. Code, we'll go down here to Title 18, Crimes and Punishment, or Procedure. A lot of people are familiar with 241 and 242, that's a big one, civil rights, right? Conspiracy against rights. There's your description, right there. Watch how I do this. 18 U.S. Code, subsection 241, it grabs that SS, which stands for subsection, because this is actually the proper citation, would be Title 18, United States Code, Chapter 13, subsection 241. That would be the complete citation. So, now we're going to come back over here. Post that right there. Paste it. Bam. Oh, I think I have to copy it first. All right. So now we have the 18 U.S. Code subsection 241. That's the code section. Now, what's the offense description? Oh, that's conspiracy against rights. I'm going to take that. I'm going to cut that away from there. I'm going to paste that over here. So there's the code. That's the offense description. It's already all built in right there. Now come back over here and get rid of that little bit, right? And then I'm going to hit enter. So it drops down one. Same thing over here. Enter. So it drops down to the next line. Now we're going to go to 242. Same thing. Copy, back over here, paste, cut that out, put it over here, get rid of the hyphen and spacing, on to the next one. It is that simple, folks. That is the code section. And that is the offense description. It's already done for you. All you got to do is copy and paste this stuff in there. Now, you get down to this criminal complaint is based on these facts. This is a statement of facts, an affidavit. Remember, what's the Fourth Amendment say again? Article the Fourth, technically speaking. Right here. No warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation. Now make no mistake, they know this, but they don't do that with us. But make no mistake, when you go to use this stuff against them, you better be following the law. Because they do know, and they know how to effectively defend themselves. Okay? So, this is the reason why you have that oath or affirmation. Now, obviously your statement of facts is really not going to fit in this tiny little box. So, right here is a checkbox. Continued on the attached sheet. Now, I go in here, I say, please see attached affidavit of truth. Now, and actually, as I've learned a little bit more here, this would be actually be what's called a verified. Verified by a notary public under oath. I'm an Idaho notary public. I have the authority to administer oaths. Okay? So, you do an verified affidavit of truth that's in support of the criminal complaint. See, affidavits, technically speaking, are supposed to be in support of something. This is a prime example. Okay? Now, technically speaking, you can kind of take this format right here and take it to a notary because it says sworn to before me and signed in my presence. Judge's signature. This can be done by a notary. Because a notary has the power to swear you in under oath. So, it's really just that simple. Now, you'll say, well, where do I file it? Where do I file it? In your federal district. Okay? So, I go here, Idaho, federal district. It's not the court, but we'll go with court. Right, because this is the executive branch, that we're going to be going to, which is everything in that building is more than just a courtroom. Okay? So here we go. We're at the Idaho United States District of Idaho. Oh, yeah. So back here now, Idaho doesn't have a in the like a northern district or eastern district or western district of Idaho. So it's just in the District of Idaho. I just leave that blank. Okay. Now, we'll look at this and we'll go, where is this place? In fact, we can back right back up. See? Appeals to the Ninth Circuit, so that's the appellate division before it heads to the Supreme Court. That's Circuit Court. I know this is it. But I was hoping I'd write to the contact us. Here we go. Boise office, right there. Right down the street from me. There's the address. Okay. Now, I highly recommend taking these suckers in. And going in and asking for the district attorney office. The Office of Attorney General. That's the executive branch. Now, U.S. Marshals are also in that building. Again, I like to reiterate this. This is not just the court. Okay, you have the prosecutor's office in there. You got the U.S. Marshals office in there. There's the FBI that's in there. There's a CIA that's in there. I mean, they got everything in that federal building. This is just the district court, United States court. I've been in this building. Let me tell you, there's a lot more in there than just a courtroom. Okay? So this is how you find your district and the address. Where to go. Okay? Now, I helped somebody down in California with this. And they went in there and they played the game with them. Oh, you can't do that. Because they were wanting to see a judge, right? Well, you can't do that. And I brought up Wisconsin Constitution, Article 1, Section 20 there, that we all have the right to prosecute our own claims. And, you know, I armed them up. So when they went down there, I said, no. We have the right to file this complaint. We even have the right to prosecute our own claims. When you know your rights and you know the law and you can speak the law, things happen. They were playing gatekeeper and trying to deny justice. Or in this instance, delay. Well, they were trying to flat out deny. You can't do that. You can't do that. Why is a public servant trying to dictate to the master what he can and can't do? You better check yourself, public servant. Servants do not dictate to their masters. So, they played the round, horsed around, and finally got to the point of like, no, we want to see a judge or somebody. We need to file these criminal complaints. And finally, the gatekeeper got on the phone, and lo and behold, somebody from the Office of Attorney General came down from the executive branch, not the judicial, and they tried to explain to him the same thing. And he's like, well, that's not exactly how we do it, but we'll go ahead and take your criminal complaint. Now, there was a supposed hearing supposed to be scheduled for a competency hearing. And that, you know, because we got some fighters on our hand here and they want to try to claim that we're incompetent. That's what they want to do. make it so that you can't effectively defend yourself because, well, you're incompetent. You're incompetent. We got to do a competency hearing, blah, 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 blah. 7 days later, the judge was removed from the case and the hearing was vacated. And the people, you know, talked to me and like, well, there's nothing happening, but the judge was removed from the case and the hearing was vacated. I'm like, what do you mean nothing's happening? You just told me that the judge was removed from the case and your hearing was vacated. Don't tell me that something isn't happening, nothing's happening. Within a week, you've already had a judge removed from your case and they vacated it. They're not trying to do a competency hearing on you? Yeah, because you filed that criminal complaint and they're in the middle of an investigation. Now, again, folks, you have to remember, this is backwards from what we would typically think. I've heard people many times that have, oh, well, I filed a complaint, but I've called them and I've emailed them and they won't talk to me and they won't answer me and they won't tell me what's going on. They're not going to. It's backwards from what you think. Once you file the criminal complaint, leave it alone. You filed it. Let them do their job. They can't talk to you. Now, the only time that they may talk to you about something is if, hey, do you happen to have this evidence you have, you know, stated in this statement of facts here? You may be asked to do a video conference, a video statement. You may have to go on the record and basically, just like it says in the Criminal Practice Act of 1864, you may have to take the stand, be sworn in under oath, and testify to the truth of the matter. Okay? That's part of due process of law in accordance with the Fourth Amendment. Otherwise, if you do hear from them, it'll be either A, because they're not going to prosecute that, but here's what they don't want you to know, and I already talked to a gentleman here, right here, at our local office, who tried to say, well, you know, that's just how we did it, and I said, no, 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 no. We have the right to prosecute our own claims. If you do determine that you're not going to prosecute, you're supposed to let us know in writing. And I'm like, there's a 30, 60, 90 day timeline here. You're obligated to let us know. And then if you don't want to prosecute, we have every right to prosecute our own claims. And he kind of got a little quiet on that because I told him, I'm like, look, I already know. I know this to be true and I know this to be factual because we have the right to prosecute our own claims. You're the servant. We're the masters. You don't dictate to us. If we've got a complaint, we filed a complaint, and you determine that you don't want to prosecute on behalf of us, that's fine. But you cannot deny us the right to prosecute our own claims. And he kind of, yeah. But you have to know this. You have to know your rights. You have to know that you have this lawful authority. Do not let these gatekeepers bamboozle you, bully you, put them in their place. You're the servant, I'm the master. Why are you, as a servant, trying to dictate to the master here? Master or servants do not dictate to their masters. You're the one that's getting paid, and I'm going to demand specific performance under the emoluments of your office, that contract, your oath of office that's required pursuant to Article 6, Clause 3 of the Constitution for the United States of America. You member of the executive branch? Yeah. Well, it says that you shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Get to work, servant. I'm the master dictating here. You don't want to perform your duties, you're next. And this is where we need to get, folks. We need to get to the point where we're dictating to them. Don't let these people try to dictate to us what their scope and authority is and what they're going to do. That's not how that works. They work for us. They're getting paid. Try to go to work at McDonald's and tell the manager there, or the boss, whoever's there, that you're not going to make French fries today. I just, you know, that's just not the way I feel like doing it. You're going to be fired in about 30 seconds. You don't get over there and get on them fryers and start making French fries. It's the same principle. They don't want to perform their duties under that emolument. They're fired. This goes back to what we were kind of just talking about here recently, a few moments ago. 18 U.S.C. Section 4, subsection 4. Okay? Misprision of felony. Whoever having knowledge of the actual commission of a felony, cognizable by the court of the United States, conceals and does not as soon as possible make known the same to some judge or other person in civil or military authority under the United States, shall be fined under this title in prison not more than 3 years or both. Now, here's another one. Misprision of treason. Should be 8, right? Oh, wait. No. Which one is it? I thought it was 8. No, that's misprision of felony. I'm looking for misprision of treason. And actually, that might be 2382. Because to 2381 is treason. Title 18, United States Code, 2381. Treason, sedition, and subversive activities. There it is, 2382, misprision of treason. Whoever owned allegiance to the United States and having knowledge of the commission of any treason against them, conceals and does not as soon as may be disclose and make known the same to the president or some judge of the United States or to the governor or to some judge or justice of a particular state is guilty of misprision of treason and shall be fined under this title in prison of not more than 7 years or both. Okay? So, you know, this is the knowledge is power. You don't have this knowledge, you ain't got no power. And if you don't have this power, how are you going to wield, you know, once you get this power, you have to wield that power. Learn how to wield it. It's like a sword, right? You could have a sword, but if you don't know how to wield that sword, what good are you going to be at with the sword? Like a bicycle. I got this brand new pretty bicycle, but you've never ridden a bicycle. You don't know how to ride a bicycle. What good is a bicycle going to do you? It's not going to do you any good. So even having this right here, if you don't know what to do with it, it isn't going to do you any good. So you're going to have to learn how this works and how this all, you know, fundamentally and principally, what due process of law is. And you got to file that criminal complaints at your district, at the U.S. courts. But again, this goes to the executive branch, not the judicial. So where, you know, people are confused that about, well, we file this with the judicial branch. No. Office of Attorney General. I'm just curious. Oh, what's this? Self-representation. Filing a complaint and representing yourself. Oh, really? You can file a criminal complaint? Let's see. Oh, yeah, diversity. 28 U.S.C. 1330 diversity of citizenship jury trial requested. See, but this is civil. No, I want to do criminal. This is a criminal complaint. They cannot sit there and tell us that we can't file criminal complaints. Why is the servant dictating to the master what I can and cannot do? I don't think so, servant. And here's back to a question that was before we started recording here. What about this, a statute that's made it's contrary to the Fourth Amendment? Complaint for a civil case. This is the federal question. Is this constitutional or not? Federal courts are courts of limited jurisdiction, limited generally. Only two types of cases can be heard in federal court: cases involving a federal question and cases involving diversity of citizenship of the parties. Under 28 U.S.C. 1331, a case arising under the United States Constitution or federal laws or treaties is a federal question case. Under 28 U.S.C. 1332, a case which a citizen of one state sues a citizen of another state or nation and the amount at stake is more than $75,000. So that's from one state to another, right? That one was the complaint under 1332. Anyways, so now when we're looking at this criminal complaint, and I told you about the, you know, please see attached a verified affidavit of truth. Okay. See what happens here. Yes. Oh, is it in there? Probably an hour document. There it is. Okay. Treatise on arrest and false imprisonment, folks. Okay, we go down to page 12 there. Again, you can get this on kirkslawcorner.com. Go to the library and download this treatise on arrest and false imprisonment. Highly recommend reading this stuff. Look at this. Here's a summons document template. Now, the next one is a what? A complaint. Look at this. Here's your statement of facts. Right? Plaintiff for his complaint against defendant states and alleges. I mean, is this not the same format? Look, there's the plaintiff, there's the defendant, it's a titled complaint. Here's your what they call court file out in Minnesota, but it's a case number. Right? I mean, How does that not look a lot like that? I mean, let's put them side by side. How does that not look relatively the same? You know, how does that not look relatively the same? Versus, right? Complaint, case number, court file number, right? Here's your statement of facts. Now, in this particular one, in the Treatise on Arrest and False Imprisonment, they do count one because this is essentially suit between a man and a man. Right? Because who is that up there? Oh, this is the man. This is essentially like a tort claim. Suits at common law. And what does he cite? Oh, Minnesota Constitution, Article 1, Section 7. There's no code here. This is rights. That's real law. Rights as the law. Declaration of Rights. This over here is code. That's the stuff they're bound by. Okay? So, this is a little bit different type of complaint. This is just a complaint, right? This would be more like what they would consider a civil complaint for damages. Like he says here, right? Therefore, plaintiff demands. See, this is where we make our demands. Judgment against defendant and his liability appears in the sum of $10,000 together with the costs and disbursements. There it is. Wait, two pages? Seriously? Yeah. Short and sweet, folks. Stop trying to make this way more difficult than it needs to be. Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss. Now, clearly, these statement of facts here, even in this particular complaint, really wouldn't fit in this tiny little box. So this is why it has a checkbox there for continued on the attached sheet. And then again, up here, please see attached verified affidavit of truth. Go get it notarized under jurat or under oath is what it is. So there's an acknowledgement and under oath. That's the only two options a notary has. And again, a notary has the authority to administer oaths. That's the power of a notary. Okay? So hopefully this will get people a little more educated, right, on what needs to be done here and how it's done. And again, on your statement of facts, your affidavit of truth, numbered statements and short, clear, concise statements of facts of who did what, where, and when. Do not try to tell a story. This isn't story time. This is fact time. On this day, this is the four W's. Who did what, where, and when? That's it. Keep the fluff out of it. Now, what I have said before to help certain people, sure, write your whole story out. Okay? Then go back through your story one line at a time. And every time you go from one fact to the next, hit enter. That starts your breaking them down into numbered statements of facts. Then you got to go back through and get rid of all the fluff and get down to who did what. What was the actions that man or woman took? And you have to state the fact, not, oh, well, they violated my rights. No. What did they do that violated your rights? That actually the proper word is deprivation, deprived. Okay? So what was the conduct that deprived you of your right? Not, well, they violated my rights. Okay? So you have to state the fact of what they did, where it happened, where they did this, and on what date. Okay? Keep it simple, folks. Short, clear, concise statements of facts. You know, your first statement, it gives you the date on September 30th, 1992. Okay, so there's your date. That's the when. Plaintiff was traveling in his automobile on a, so he's stating what he was doing, the statement of fact of what he was doing. Now we're getting into where. I-35 West between Richfield and Minneapolis, going northbound when stopped by the defendant. Oh, wait, what happened? He was stopped by the defendant acting as, because that's the man, acting as highway patrolman, an employee of the state of Minnesota. Period. Boom. Short, clear, concise statements of fact. And do not try to put more than one fact in each statement. Each statement needs to be a separate statement. And then not only that, is the reason, one of the reasons behind keeping them short and clear and concise is so that it can't be easily rebutted. And then the other part of it is why they're separate statements is so that, let's say, if you combined like three different statements all into one, trying to tell a story, and you misspoke on one part of it. Now that whole statement is void for any effect because they rebutted that one statement. So let's say statement number three, you elaborated way too much and you tried to tell a story and there was one tiny little fact in there that you misspoke on and you're not correct on and they rebut it. Now statement number three is void for any effect because they rebutted that statement. So this is the point, the reason behind short, clear, concise statement of fact. And numbered, just like it is right here. So, again, hopefully this will give people what they've been asking for. Again, even though I've pretty much done this before, but here I am doing it again. And I'll put it out there this time, separate, all by itself video. Let's see if this helps. Okay, folks, so I'm Kirk Pendergrass with Kirk's Law Corner, LLC, Idaho Notary Public, sharing this knowledge with you, this education, how to do this, how to file a criminal complaint against a public servant. All right. Much love. Let's get her done, folks. It's up to us, right? The power belongs to the people. And we can't clean this mess up unless we're the ones telling on them, you know? Somebody ought to do something about that. Be a somebody, to quote Carl Miller. Be a somebody. Do this paperwork. When you do this paperwork is when you're going to start seeing people getting arrested. And the more that they get arrested, well, gee, there just isn't going to be enough people there to continue with their fraud. And who else is going to want to take their place when they're all committing fraud and scheme, scam, deprivation of rights, right? Deprivation of rights under color of law. You know, Mark's buddy there that he worked with, you know, if this would have gone through a criminal complaint, Mark's buddy that he worked with at the office comes in and Mark's no longer there. What happened to Mark? Oh, I think the U.S. Marshals came in and arrested him the other day. Oh, for what? I guess somebody filed a criminal complaint against him. Ooh, for what? Oh, for pulling him over out there on the streets and highways. And, you know, he tried to tell him that he wasn't a driver, that he was exercising his rights. And the claim and exercise of a right can't be converted into a crime. He told you. But you refused to listen. So Mark ends up going to prison. Okay. That's how things are going to happen, folks. It ain't going to happen unless you get off your butt and do something about it. All right? Much love, folks.